We're going to move now to the move from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to stop funding research into the mRNA vaccine, which is instrumental in the fight against COVID. Dr. Taryn Arula is here. So this is about $500 million Correct. In federal funding that is going to be stopped. What does it mean?
Yeah, so RFK announced yesterday that after reviewing the science and talking to experts and reviewing investments, they will, as you mentioned, be halting 22 projects worth $500 million in mRNA vaccine development. No more mRNA vaccines will be developed. Now, we know these vaccines came into existence essentially in 2020 during COVID. They work differently from traditional vaccines. So traditional vaccines use either a killed or inactivated or weakened form of a virus. The mRNA essentially takes a DNA or RNA, so genetic material, gives it to you, and you make a protein that then is part of the virus. So when you see the virus, you're able to attack it. The mRNA viruses can be produced very quickly and rapidly, which is why they were so helpful in the setting of a pandemic. And this is part of what public health experts worry about. They say, look, mRNA vaccines are safe. They can be produced rapidly. They have saved millions of lives. And we are using them to do research on things like HIV and cancer and RSV and CMV and all kinds of other viruses, even the flu virus. So that this is going to leave us very vulnerable. This is potentially a dangerous decision, according to many health experts. RFK, on the other hand, saying that they are going to be investing in what they think are safer and broader types of vaccine platforms. Whole vaccines, which is essentially what we've been using in the past.